Good morning, everyone. It's the 12th of March, Saturday morning, 2022. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. Well, we have a lot of people who are scorners. Scorners. Mockers. You know, have you ever noticed when someone doesn't agree with you on something? I don't know how many times people say, "You took that out of context." Shame on you. Shame on you. You know, they mocked and scorned Jesus Christ. They scorned him, didn't they? And he didn't answer a word. Others may mock and scorn my confession, but Christ is my eternal possession. Purchased by his blood, dying on the cross, bearing all my sins. What a tremendous cost. So go ahead and mock and scorn if you want to. They mocked and scorned my Savior too. His perfect sacrifice has paid the ransom for me, and this will be my only final plea. He will say, "Come home, my child, I did this for you," and all my tears will be wiped away in the New Jerusalem, and all scorning and mocking will then be through. I'm looking forward to the day when I don't have to contend with scorners and mockers. Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Well, I'm glad that the Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and him crucified. He told this beautiful story until they killed Paul and he died. This should be our focus for our remaining days, to tell the wonder story how Christ came to save. It's easy to get off track and focus on other things, like the New World Order, the Jesuits, and the Catholics we proclaim. But there's nothing more important that the Christians should do than proclaiming that Christ was crucified to the world too. We cannot add to or subtract from the bride of Christ, but preaching the gospel like Paul should for us suffice. So let's not pretend we're proclaiming Christ and him crucified when we're never telling the world that for sinners he came to die. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and power. Christ has put all things under his feet. Praise God for the mercy seat, or Satan would cry, God's people devour. To think that Christ sits in glory interceding for me should give me enough reason to praise and honor the Son for dying on the cross. The work of salvation is done. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Just like one bad apple will spoil the rest, we all fell in Adam, bringing death and distress. We are not just tainted by our and Adam's sin. No, Christ said you must be born again. We are rotten fruit to the very core, but through the merits of Christ's blood, for his people, we're not dead anymore. How can a piece of rotten fruit be made whole again? Only through the blood of Christ and God's eternal plan. We are justified in him. We've been born again. God has always had his remnant. He's always had his people since the creation of the world. His purpose was redemption for them. That was why he sent his son. Sometimes it's hard to find them. They are scattered here and there, but when you find a like-minded believer, it's an answer to our prayers. We all need fellowship with those of like faith to share one another's burdens and them to our Heavenly Father take. Let's build one another up and not tear one another down, for when we do this, our Heavenly Father frowns. But he smiles and is delighted when we walk in the love of Christ, and having true fellowship with other believers is awfully nice. The sands of time will soon pass away. But eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever because he bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, we'll be forever at his side. Well, you know, many people will spend the rest of their life focusing on the evil, focusing on the beast, focusing on something that is going to pass away. You know, the beast is going to be dethroned. God is sitting on his throne. He's ruling and reigning as we speak. And so, yes, it's important that we know who the enemy is, but I don't want to spend the whole I don't want to spend the rest of my life giving the enemy all the credit. Let the gospel be proclaimed far and wide. Jesus Christ came, and for sinners he did die. His Father gave them to the Son. It is finished, he cried. The work is done. Never again must a sacrifice be made. Christ was 3 days in the ground, but he rose up from that grave. Yes, he died, was buried, and rose for his people to save. His people are no longer under the curse of sin, for the Holy Spirit has caused them to be born again. And when we falter and succumb to sin, Christ our mediator forgives us again. Thanks for saving us by your grace. Well, I want to conclude this with include this morning with this thought regarding eternal blessings. There are many things we have been blessed with while we live here on this earth. Friends and family, food and shelter, joy and gladness and convenience. Daily these bring us mirth. But think about the eternal blessings we will receive in glory when we will then live out the rest of the story. That Christ has provided for all of his elect then will have such joy and happiness that never will end. So when we get discouraged while living down here, look forward to the eternal blessings that all of God's people will share. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.